The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, and thanks for joining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. And our very special guest for 2 weeks in a row, Mary Justice from Simply New. That's her company, Simply New, a redesign and repurposing service. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us again.
Thanks for having me.
We are here every Saturday and Sunday. We discuss various real estate topics. Our Century 21 Quality Service Award-winning office has many experienced realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years. Feel free
during the week to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
Friend us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Jackie Ruddy. Also, you can view our listings or search the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com. And also, archive radio shows are at jruddy.com. Good morning, Mary, again.
Good morning.
Would you please give us a little background, a brief history on you and your company, please?
Well, Simply New Home Staging and Redesign is a new company. I started it last spring. And it's a company that's a service-based company that services the northeastern PA area in both home staging and redesign. Most of my clients have been more with the redesign. However, I do work in both of those. Those areas, though.
And you love what you do.
I do.
You smile
do.
From yeah, ear
I was,
to ear.
I was just going to say that. Nobody can see us smiling on the radio.
No, she smiles from ear to ear. And this is something that you're very passionate about. And I can see it, the excitement, and you're glowing. And last week, we had a great informational show regarding redesign. And you gave a lot of great information regarding that. We had a wonderful discussion with you. And this week, I thought we would focus on repurposing. What does repurposing mean, and how do you repurpose something?
Well, again, repurposing is just taking what was old and making it new and useful again, or maybe recreating it so that it has a different function. I always say, when you're ready to throw something out, look at it and study it, and maybe it could really serve as a different purpose in your house. With people trying to save money here and there, it's something good to look into, to repurpose something. I mean, I have rooms that I've redone and we've done all new items, but then I like to bring in some aspect of what the homeowner has. And I just did a home office last fall, and this was just a great piece she had. She said, "What about this piece?" And it was one of those old chairs with milk paint and cane seating, but the cane was out, and it was such a great piece. I said, "Oh, let me see what I can do with this. Let's get this, stripped down, painted it. We'll put a new seating element on it." I didn't recane it, but I did, plywood and batting and new fabric, and it's a great chair, and she is using that in the room. But it really is used as an inspiration for other things, artwork. So you never know what something can turn into. Another repurposing, I'm working with a home that's right now, in a beautiful old home with the mantle and the old mirrors that you've seen with the beveled mirrors, and they're clipped on and many of them are glued on. Well, we took it off and we redid the entire mantle, put a nice treatment on the upper mantle, and it's a beautiful mantle. But the mirror could use a little bit of repurposing. So we just created a frame around it. And you see that a lot on the design shows, of getting a frame around something. And that's what I did. I said, I went out, first of all, to see what I could find that would be appropriate. And so I priced things out. And I mean, you're going to spend a good chunk of change on a new mirror that was, very large. It was a very large mirror. But, with being innovative, we looked at some other options. So I went to a local hardware store, got some casing molding, which was ornate, had some nice detailing on it. It was wood, and it just had some beautiful, beautiful elements. I loved how it looked, and took it home, measured it out, got it mitered, painted with some nice metallic paints, and they have some great products out now. And did the proper treatment for it, and it looks beautiful, and it looks like a metal mirror, like she spent, you know, $1,000 on this thing. And and I know that they can be very pricey, and maybe $1,000 is going a little bit too much, but I know that they were pricing around $600. So it's those types of things. Storage, using different elements that you have in the home for storage. People always looking for stuff to use for storage. Many times you can find things in garages, and maybe you find that, wow, there's like three or four of those, and I could see what I could do and use those. It might just be, reinventing what you have. For example, old dressers. I have an old dresser in my storage garage. Well, my son needs more storage under his bed. And paint it out, put some hardware, casters, under the bed it goes. And it looks like part of the bed. So it's those types of things that you don't have to be spending, you know, extra money, but just the small, you know, amount just to get it done.
See, in until you said that, I never even thought of it. But what a phenomenal idea, a fantastic idea. And I was doing my research for this show, and I really did wish I had a lot more time on my hands to be able. I was fascinated by some of the websites out there.
Oh, yeah.
And just some of the ideas, and the definition of repurposing that I came up with was a clever way to use something in a manner other than what its intended purpose was.
Right.
And some of the things I saw out there were just so nifty.
Mm-hmm.
And if I didn't have to throw everything away...
Why am I getting a look?
I don't know.
We're going to repurpose. We're not going to throw anything out ever again.
Okay.
We're going to repurpose. Right. We'll call you, Mary.
I think you need to be careful about that, because I don't want people, again, to start hoarding and keeping things and you know, cluttering up their garages. But before you do, you're doing your spring cleaning, just take a look at it, and maybe you want to get another eye on it. I mean, I'm happy to help anyone out there. But
can it be used for something
can it be
else?
Used for, yeah. And for it's just looking at it maybe in a different light. Have your, other people in your home say, yeah, that might really look great as a, I don't know, whatever kind of
coffee table.
Yeah, you know,
as dresser.
So anything that would make sense. And again, it's up to a point.
In what we do, Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate sells homes, so we go in and out of homes a lot. And I can tell you, I'll go up to attics or down in basements or go out to the garage, and I see tons of those items you were speaking of, old chests and chairs and things, and people just think, you know, well, we'll just throw it out, put it at the curb when we sell our house. And it goes to that saying, you know, one man's trash is another's treasure. So I know that a lot of people at this time of year, there's garage sales, yard sales, mm-hmm. and auctions and so on and so forth. And you can really get some good buys out there. But some of the things that I saw on the images on the websites out there, just simple candy dishes used mm-hmm. in a bathroom to put cotton balls.
Right.
Just really neat ideas.
Yeah.
Simple things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I saw a bird cage. And do you know what they used it for? The slots? Stationery organizer.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
Sure, yeah. Anything that there's a lot of great ideas. And there's magazines out there that have a ton of ideas. And really, it's up to the creativity of the homeowner. And many times you just go in and see, and you can start generating all these wonderful ideas that just sort of come.
Right, right. But that's where you come in.
Right.
Because I wish I had you 4 years ago when I moved into my house. It took me so long to figure out furniture placement and paint and carpeting and curtains. And it's mm-hmm. now together 4 years later. But I really could have used you then, and you would have saved me a lot of time. And I understand that one of the services you provide is you actually do the footwork, the legwork.
Right.
You go and you do the shopping.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so she has your dream job?
Oh, she does.
She's got your dream job.
Absolutely. I don't have time. I barely have time to look at these images on the website at 11 o'clock at night. Never
that's
mind
right.
going to a store. You know that's a luxury of mine.
Yeah.
To be able to go shopping.
Yes, it is.
Right. Well, again, shopping is just one aspect. And again,
Mary, you're smiling again.
There again, yeah.
You're smiling.
And you know what? And I don't like to grocery shop. My husband does that. But I can shop till I drop with house stuff. But no, getting back to this, it's a lot of people don't have the time. And the other thing is they just start, as I mentioned before, they start buying things because they like what they see, or they might see an image or a visual that they are inspired, and they start buying a lot of things, and it's not necessarily the right purchase for their home. So that's really where I come into play. So the purchasing is a big part of that. And many times I'll go shopping with the homeowner, and we'll make a time of that. Other times it's just me alone, and I'll get what I need. And there's a lot of people, again, they don't have the time to go out even with me. But that's a nice service for people. And I've even been told by clients, you know, that's really a nice thing. I really like that you have these things and you can bring them in and show. And not everything is gonna you know, work within the spectrum. But again, they have enough visuals there so that they can see how it's all going to come together and work without going overboard, obviously. But again, it's really fun.
Okay. Well, you do home staging for people mm-hmm. that want to, you know, sell their home.
Right.
It's a service that you offer. You also go into homes that people are living in that have no desire to sell, no intention to sell, and maybe they have had their rooms, the furniture placed in the room for this way for 30 years, and they need a facelift.
Right. And again, that furniture arrangement is a big part. I have to say that is one of the biggest things that I do, because it's like when you go in a room, you can visualize, you know, how to make this room look bigger. And again, with downsizing, that's a big part of it. You want the room to feel larger. You want to feel like you can move around. And so using the right design elements, using the focal points, using balance and harmony and the different textures, etc., those are the things. Colors is a big part of what I do. You know, color
I want to talk about colors. That's great.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, the furniture, one of the common mistakes that I find is a lot of people, especially, you know, been in a home, one furniture arrangement. And I call it perimeterizing. But where the furniture is like against the wall all the way around the room, and not necessarily the best solution, you know. So by bringing it into a more conversational seating area, using the focal points, that's what we do. And then when they're done, it's like, why didn't I do this before? You know.
Well, you mentioned before the show that you had someone and you took a chest and you rearranged something. And when she came home from work early, she called you and said she felt like she was in a different home.
Yeah. And it was just something she had, a beautiful piece. People have beautiful pieces all throughout their home, but it's really using them in the right space in their house, using the colors that they have in the walls and, you know.
Bringing it all together. And then the big thing is having it blend.
That harmony. You want that harmony. You want the balance to all work. And that's what creates a well-designed space.
We're headed towards a break. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And before we go to break, Pat, do you have a listing?
Yes, we have a 4-unit apartment house located at 929 Monroe Avenue in Scranton for $154,900. They're all 2-bedroom units. It's fully rented. The tenants pay their own heat and hot water. This property is inspected and licensed by the City of Scranton. It has off-street parking in the rear for 4 cars, and all the units have been updated. This is a very good moneymaker. That's a 4-unit building at 929 Monroe Avenue in Scranton for $154,900, and it's listed by Stephanie Silvestri of our office.
Thank you, Pat. And before we go to break, we have buyers pre-approved, ready to buy, but we can't find what they're looking for. Jason Thomas has a buyer pre-approved for the Mid Valley and Abington area, 2-3 bedrooms. They're looking for it to be somewhat updated, and they're willing to go up to $130,000. Sarah Weiss from our office has someone that's looking in specifically the school side estates development, but also will consider other areas, looking for 3-4 bedrooms, pre-approved up to $300,000. But they need a first floor bedroom. Also, I have Julie Roback, who has a pre-approved buyer in Dunmore looking for 4+ bedrooms. They do want a finished basement, 2 baths. Again, they're pre-approved and they're looking to spend up to $300,000. Stay with us on the Real Estate Roundtable. We will be back after a very brief break on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
Does your home represent the person you are today, or does it represent the person you were 30 years ago? Now is the time to buy a home that fits your present needs. No three-car garage or backyard putting green, or maybe you just want the simple things. A private den where you can get some work done, or a finished bar where you and your friends can enjoy a few laughs. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will work with you to find the one neighborhood, the one community that gives you the best value for the next 30 years. Whether it's time to move up or you are simplifying your life, but don't want to sacrifice comfort, call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will guide you from homepage to home while living up to the promise of the gold standard.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers. You're rejoining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning again, Jackie.
Good morning again, Pat. And Mary Justice from Simply New Home Staging and Redesign. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, before the break, we were talking about repurposing and all the nifty things one can do. Taking an old item and making it a new item and using it for a different purpose. So there's a lot of great ideas out there. Also, we were talking about color. You touched on color. I'd love to hear your thoughts about colors, what to do, what not to do, what you like to do. But before we talk about colors, we have to have a plan. Isn't that what you do?
Yeah,
you sit down and you meet with people and you figure out, you put it in, you have a plan, like anything.
The planning is the biggest part. And without a plan, that's one of the biggest mistakes people have. They don't have the plan, and they just start grabbing anything and trying to pull together a look, and then they end up with something that's not what they want. So when I do that design consult, it's really, we talk about the whole room. We talk about the lifestyle. We talk about every detail of what's going to go in and how it's going to be arranged. And then, of course, we want to know the lifestyle. We want to know the styling, rather, of that room and how it's going to evolve. But colors is a big thing. People love colors, and they get excited about colors. And many times they start just painting. They just start painting, and then they try to get a design plan from there. So many times people will paint that. Oh, I just painted a room, and I love the color. It's great, and it usually is a beautiful color. But then you have to work everything with that color. So I often tell people when they haven't painted yet, and if they're deciding that they're going to be painting, I say, okay, just hold off just right now, because there's millions of colors to choose from. So let that be part of the whole design plan. Let that be the last thing that you're really going to decide on, because it's easier to pick a paint color than it is a rug or a window treatment or the pillow or the other accents that you're going to be using. So really use the accents to help dictate what that wall color is going to be. And again, colors is going to be big. It's going to be one, we go in one direction for someone that's going to live in the space. But then if we're going to be selling a home, it's a whole nother ball game. I mean, we really want to try to keep things very neutral and very buyer friendly. So it's going to appeal to, you know, most of the target people coming through that door. So we try to stay neutrals. And a lot of people are also afraid of color. So you can use colors in the room. I like to use colors more with the accents and the textiles. The pillows are a lot easier to change out than it is a nice big bright red sofa. Or a chair. So colors is a big element and a huge part of the design process, but the plan is you've got to have the plan. It's central.
It's essential to your purpose. It gives you the direction you need and where you're going to go.
So. Right. Absolutely. And there's just so many shades of a certain color. If you love the color red and you think, oh, I'd love to have red on my wall. Well, we can look at how to bring in those elements of red, artwork, window treatments, things that are not so committed. So I really try to help people kind of figure out what is it that they're trying to achieve and do it in a way that can also change out maybe in 5-10 years when the trend of red might not be so popular. So again, really trying to use something that's smart and not just randomly, applied.
Right. So when you have a red room, how many coats of
primer do you need to get over it, right, so you can hide the red?
Right.
And sometimes people can't get past colors. I bring people into rooms and they go, oh my God, look at this color. Now, the homeowner might think it's fantastic, but somebody else goes into it and they're scared by it.
Right, right. So colors are very subjective. It's you know, personal taste. And for home staging, we really focus on the neutrals. And neutral is not just
white.
Off-white.
No.
You know, or, yeah, it's like there's so many beautiful neutrals out there, the taupes, the tans, the grays, the things that are really going to appeal to buyers. And trim, I mean, really, when you talk about paint, I'm a big trim person. I really feel that trim is an important element. You know, to paint the trim, get it clean, get it crisp. It doesn't have to be bright white. It has to be in keeping with the style of the home. So, but again, that really, really does make a big difference in your overall room.
Well, when we did our house, we didn't do it with crown molding. That was an afterthought. Mm-hmm. And when we were in probably about a year, we started to do the molding. And what a difference
it
made.
Right.
Huge difference.
Right. It took a big plain room and it changed the whole look of it.
Absolutely. I when we were talking about repurposing, I did a desk, and it was the greatest couple I was working with, and they had a room and they had a desk, one of those old desks that they were given, but it was very sentimental and they didn't want to get a new one, so we used the same desk. And in that same room they had some built-ins. So we used, it was a off-white, very beautiful shade of off-white. But the desk was repainted to match that same piece. So it now was a part of the whole theme, or like the whole feel of the room. But the desk itself was once brown, and now it went to the cream. We added new hardware. And these pictures are on my website. I mean, some of the befores and afters. So you can get an idea of some of the things I've done. But it just changed the overall look. It's soft. It's not harsh. You know, bringing in a nice, beautiful chair instead of an old wooden chair. You know, something that just is really going to soften it. It just transforms.
It looks right.
It's right. Absolutely.
Okay.
And this was something that the people had already, and all they had to do was just paint it instead of going out and spending all that money on a nice, beautiful desk.
Right. And then painting, of course, is, you know, there's a lot of different techniques. I mean, this was something, it had to be furniture grade. I mean, it wasn't just randomly just painted on there one afternoon. I mean, it did go through a process to get it right. But I mean, that's what we do.
Okay. Yeah, and you're very creative, and you know it works, and I'm sure you have a wonderful website, which is, what is it?
It's www.simplynewsr.com.
Okay.
So that SR is an important part of that.
Simplynewsr.com. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what other common mistakes do you find that people make?
Well, again, the plan is huge. I think that's really the biggest part. A lot of people will start shopping before that plan is made, and they're not really thinking about the details. And when anyone is working in design, details is a very important part. One common mistake, I mean, just I'm thinking off the top of my head right now, but kitchen designs. Looking at when you're doing cabinetry, making sure that it's right for the home. We touched on that a little bit before. But doing something that works for that client. But there was a refrigerator situation where the refrigerator got delivered. There was a nice space for it. It was not counter depth. It was beyond. So you have this refrigerator sticking out about 6 inches. Okay. So again, with a designer, someone who has gone through, you know, different designs, you can avoid some of those problems. Again, just looking at focal points, decorating around the features of the room, the architectural features, the focal wall or wherever it might be, whatever the focal point might be in the room, the windows. If there is no focal point, you can create them. You can create them through artwork or different other visuals.
Okay.
You were talking about, too, about how important lighting is.
Right.
The fixtures, how that can change the focus of a room also.
Yeah, and again, many times through no plan or lack of planning or whatever, or just the regular, the way it was designed in the beginning and you didn't want to redesign it or rework any wires, sometimes just with some creative visuals, you can alter the look of where that might be centered on the wall, on the ceiling. And is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, well, we were talking during the break about how the lighting can change the focus of the room. Like a nice lighting fixture can really change.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And
change the whole look of a room.
Placed right, too. And featuring art walls. There's people really, you know, they invest in nice artwork. Well, you know, lighting can
show
really,
it off.
Yeah, showcase it.
Right. Why not? Good. Yeah. Okay. And how about some tips? Do you have any tips for people?
Yeah, well, the details are big. I think accessorizing is another. I mean, again, that's a huge element of what I do. Accents, a lot of people will, look, talking about artwork, they'll just start hanging things, and they'll hang it too high, or they'll hang it in a different, not really, you know, with everything else and not grouped with furniture pieces. So you really, accessorizing is big, but it's when everything else is placed in the room the way you like it. Then we hang artwork, and then we do all those other accents. When I do accents, I like to group in threes. That's just a, you know, design, you know, principle to try to keep things in threes, varying heights. One of the things I learned years ago was a concept called heaven, man, earth. You know, you go your high, your next to highest, and then the lowest. Try to group them together so that it's visually pleasing. But again, it's the details. It's all in the things, and not everything is going to work in a room. Sometimes less is more.
Right.
You know, don't fill every shelf. Don't fill every little nook and cranny with something. Balance it out. So I use floor trees to balance. I don't just always use hard elements. I use things to balance the textures and how the room is going to feel.
So it's about placement.
Placement is big.
Okay. So this is where you come in, and you can save some people a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of aggravation.
Yes. Yes.
And you're objective, because you're not personally involved, emotionally involved with some of these
right.
items. So if right. they're turning everything over to you, you can see it different than
right.
when they're living in it.
Right. And by meeting them, I get a feel of what their style is and what they want, because it's not my style. It's what they want. And that's a big part of it, is really listening to what, you know, what their style is and making it very, very personalized. And again, I love adding those elements that kind of make their space unique to them.
And comfortable. So you are a good listener who then decides from what you hear how to place their things, make it work for them so that they're happy in their new created environment
mm-hmm.
and comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe they lack the creativity to be able to do it themselves, so you help them along.
Right. A lot of times people have a project that they're working on, and it's so much in front of their face that they can't see it, and they need that eye, and they need someone who's trained in this. So
yeah, I wish I had you 4 years ago. That's what's going through my mind.
You know, you said that a few times.
It just would have made life so much easier. You know it, Pat.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks again. 2 weeks in a row, Mary Justice from Simply New Home Staging and Redesign. How do we get in touch with you, please? Your phone number?
Yes, my phone number is 570-575-6936, and you can also contact me and leave your information if you're interested at www.simplynewsr.com.
Thank you, Mary. Before we close, Pat, would you like to review a listing,
yes,
please?
Yes, this is a very nice double located at 1145 West Elm Street in Scranton for $134,900. It has 2 3-bedroom units with 1 bath each. One side has central air. Both sides have updated furnaces. This is perfect to live in one side and rent out the other to pay the bills. One side has a finished lower level and unfinished attic, and the other has a partially finished attic and unfinished basement. So if you're looking for a 2-family house, this might be it. That's 1145 West Elm Street in Scranton for $134,900.
Thank you, Pat. In line with what we've been talking about this week and last week, I have another tip from Better Homes and Gardens for the outside. If you're looking to sell your home, this will help you. And it's good for any homeowner out there. Ensure that your flower beds are turned, weed-free, and properly edged. Check to make sure all outdoor lighting is in good working order. Consider leaving them on slightly longer than normal to encourage potential drive-by viewings from interested buyers during the evening hours, and ensure front entryways look presentable. A freshly painted front door combined with a few seasoned potted plants will create a welcoming entranceway. And remember to polish that front door knob or handle and replace dented or tarnished mailboxes. Wrapping it up, we'd like to thank all who tuned in to today's Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM The Talker with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Pat Devaney, my assistant, fellow realtor and husband, and myself, Jackie Ruddy, broker. If you have any real estate questions during the week,
you can email the assistant here at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or call us toll free at 888-399-5225.
And remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Have a terrific weekend.